The Hooter goes. It's all over. The game is finished. A fantastic victory for Donegal. Final scoreline here in Tuam Stadium. Donegal, 2 goals and 13 points. Kerry, 2 goals and 9 points. They really, once they got the goal in the first half, the 2 goals, they were the crucial scores. And from that, they were in control of the game, Maureen.
Yeah, I suppose they didn't want to repeat the last weekend's performance against Galway, Kevin, where they went those 3 goals down. They were chasing them the whole game, but they went 2 goals up this time. I mean, they held on to their lead quite significantly there today, but Galway did chip away at it, and it looked very, very dangerous. I felt if Hannah O'Donoghue had remained on the field, it would have been a different story, because they were finding it very hard to marshal her in there, very hard to mark her. You have to give credit to Kerry. They were out on their feet. They'd done their best. A couple of great performances though from Donegal today, Nicole McLaughlin really, really got to grips with Louise Moriarty today. Apart from that goal, and a few scores that she scores at freeze, you'd imagine she kept her very, very quiet on there today, and that might have been the difference, but some fabulous performance throughout the field by Donegal today. A lot better than last weekend's performance against Galway. Really, this is the kind of Donegal football you want to see them playing from here on in.
Yeah, and Niamh McLaughlin was certainly a very important player right through, particularly in the first half. She was the one that was making all the plays. She was working the ball inside. Yeah. She got some great ball into Karen Guthrie and Geraldine McLaughlin. And really, she was the key playmaker in that first half. Fantastic game from her.
Yeah, I mean, to try and pick a player of the match out there, Nicole McLaughlin, a fantastic display of football out there. Shelley Tuig played brilliant in midfield. She was in defence a lot of the time. Geraldine McLaughlin with the crucial scores that she got today. And Niamh McLaughlin with that fabulous display of football out there, number 11 as well. I think Geraldine's actually picking up player in the match there, but you'd imagine that just from the scores alone. But fabulous displays of football.
Yeah, and the other thing
there.
I would say is this about Donegal, a bit of character shown. When Mirahertig and Carmody got the goals, they didn't panic, They didn't lose their head, they kept doing what they were doing all the way through the game, stuck with the plan, and it worked.
Yeah, and I mean, just looking back on their performance against Galway last weekend, when you're chasing 3 goals in that heat, it's very, very difficult to come back, because all you're thinking about is trying to score goals, so you forget about chipping away at the points. So it was really an uncharacteristic performance by Donegal last weekend. They definitely didn't want to repeat that again today. I think they felt they were better and had that edge over Kerry out there today. And as you say, they kept their cool, they kept their calm, and the unforced errors out there today were a lot less than what's normal, and that's what they want to work on during the week, and not leak goals as well, even though they did leak 2 goals out there today. But definitely a far better performance out there by Donegal again. Kept their heads, kept cool, had the patience, and they got over the line there today, Kevin.
And that saw them win the game on a final scoreline of Donegal, 2 goals and 13 points. Kerry, 2 goals and 9 points. Maureen, thanks very much for your contribution this afternoon. This is Kevin Dwyer with Maureen O'Donnell at Tuam Stadium for Highland Radio. Great day for Donegal.